All life is activity in a field of potential, and our universe is not characterized by uniformity, but by a potential for infinite variability. In part because of this, it is not the case that the nature of every action is a matter of good and evil, absolutely, but that moral judgment is a function of subjective perception. Human activity occurs throughout a vast range of possibilities. One consequence of this is that usually every good entails some element of bad, and vice versa, to a greater or lesser degree, and in one legitimate sense or another. Often these are not considered, but they exist. All religions tend to assume some good elements which, when examined carefully, are very undesirable, but which are not openly considered, or which are considered, but which are typically glossed over with pleasant-seeming rationales, many of which are either illogical or untrue. Anyone who believes that Julius Caesar was a god, or that a Hebrew man walked on water, or that a certain female deity has 36 arms, is not solidly based in reality.